This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 1st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today is warm and sunny across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A beautiful day for those enjoying the weekend outdoors. Meanwhile, in Haifa, expect a gentle breeze to cool things down. As the evening approaches, temperatures will remain mild and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, a Gaza terrorist who kidnapped Noor Gamani and Avinatan Or on October 7th was killed in a strike, according to the Times of Israel, in earlier reporting. Also, Israel Hayom reports that the IDF has eliminated Abdelrahim Kardi, a Hamas terrorist holding Romy Gonen in an airstrike in Gaza City. Also this hour, a CBS report indicates that the U.S. and Israel discussed a joint strike on Iran as early as this weekend. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu reflects on his brother Yoni, who was killed 50 years ago in the Entebbe raid, as reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, I-24 News noted that former President Trump announced a peace agreement for the disarmament of Hamas, overcoming Iran's objections. Reaction has been swift on social media. Daniel Seidemann, a commentator known for his insights on Israeli affairs, posted just minutes ago, expressing that outsiders may not understand the local sentiment. Earlier today, The Washington Post highlighted the economic impact of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran, noting increased inequality in Angola due to reliance on its oil. Ihab Hassan, a Middle Eastern political analyst, expressed hope earlier today for the eventual dissolution of Hamas. Let's go deeper. Starting with the strike in Gaza, the Times of Israel reported that Israel's military targeted the terrorists involved in the kidnapping of Noor Argamani and Avinatan Or. This development comes as tensions remain high in the region. The move is part of Israel's broader strategy to weaken Hamas's operational capacity. Turning to Abdelrahim Kardi's elimination, Israel Hayom detailed that Kardi was a high-ranking member of Hamas and also served as a doctor at Shifa Hospital. This strike underscores the complexity of roles within militant organizations. The timing follows the announcement of a disarmament deal, highlighting ongoing military operations despite diplomatic talks. Meanwhile, CBS has revealed discussions between the U.S. and Israel about a potential strike on Iran's energy infrastructure. Such a move would mark a significant escalation in the region's geopolitical landscape. This aligns with ongoing efforts to curb Iran's influence, especially after recent peace talks with Hamas. On a personal note, Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to JNS about his late brother Yoni, killed in the Entebbe raid. Netanyahu described how he still seeks guidance from his brother and father. This personal reflection underscores the long-lasting impact of service and sacrifice on national leaders. And finally, I-24 News reported on a peace agreement brokered by Trump's Board of Peace for Hamas's disarmament. Despite Iran's attempts to sway Hamas, U.S. diplomacy prevailed. If successful, this deal could significantly alter the security dynamics in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business discussed the potential impact of the upcoming metro on property values. The development of new apartments around metro stations is expected to boost real estate prices. Separately, CTEK reported that Russia has charged Telegram founder Pavel Durov with terrorism-related offenses. The allegations involve Telegram's failure to remove certain online content. And finally, Globes reported that Fiverr has cancelled its plans to lease space on the Wix campus. This decision reflects strategic shifts within the tech industry. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.